case number 12847, Richard and Deborah Mead, seeks variance from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-42 and section 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southeast side of Squirrel Road within the Bay Shore Manufactured Home Park. 911 address is 38333 Squirrel Road, Oceanview. The zoning district is GR, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, map 9.00, parcel 94.01, unit 14514.
Is the applicant present? Come forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Deborah Mead, 38333 Squirrel Road, Oceanview, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Lowry, what are the specific variances that we need here? I just want to make sure we're looking at the right lot separations and whatnot.
A 1.3-foot and a 1.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between manufactured homes on lot 204. Apparently, the proposed steps will face the street, and the existing manufactured home has been on the lot since 1979, and the mobile home on lot 204 has been on the lot since 1975. We have 8 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition.
Do I read these papers?
You may present your case,
okay.
Ma'am.
The lot is only 40 feet wide to build an 8-foot wide deck. It would need an encroachment of approximately 1.5 feet into the 20-foot separation rule. Both homes have been there for 40-plus years. A deck would not be possible without an encroaching in the 20-foot separation. We bought the home in 2020. And the neighboring homes have been there for 40-plus years and not created by applicant. Okay. It will not alter the essential characters of the neighborhood. The majority of the homes on Squirrel have porches with awnings, and there have been many variances in the park before. The minimum variance asking is approximately 1.5-foot encroachment in the 20-foot separation deck will be approximately 32 foot long. We want to do it so that my Brett, the owner of the Bayshore, wrote a letter so that we can get out and enjoy the outside more. Sorry, my husband would be here, but we just brought him back from the hospital because we found out he has cancer, so he can't go up and down steps. So we'll just give him a wider area to go outside. This is, we came back 2 days ago, and the house right next to us, which we'd be encroaching on, is my daughter's. So that's why we got it, so it'd be close to family with it. It's their vacation one, so different ones of the family come down, and we'll need it a lot lately.
I understand. So you all have a mini compound there.
Huh?
You have a mini compound.
Yeah, I know. He was upset that he couldn't come, but we can't go out of the house.
Understand. Questions?
I'm familiar with that area. There is definitely, this would not be unique. There are definitely decks out there. It's kind of like, it's evolving. Do you know about, well, lot 204 seems like it's pretty close to the line. How far do you think that is? You said that's your daughter's home?
It is, we've measured it so many times, between 203 and 204.
No. How close is her property to the property line? How close is her home?
To the home? Line?
Yes, to your property line. Because it seems like, What I'm getting at is where you propose to have this deck,
yes.
You have a significant amount on your property that would be spaced between that and where the property line goes. I was just trying to find out how it's exactly split up.
On the,
I know it's 18.7, 18.6. What I'm getting at is how much of that?
It's a foot and a half that encroaches on the 20 foot between. Once we bring that deck out, I don't understand.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I just want to stand closer.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
That's fine.
I think I can answer your question, Mr. Wayne.
Yeah.
So the, if you look at the site plan, the edge of the deck is 18.6 feet to the house, but the house on 203 to the lot line is 21 feet, and the deck is 8 feet. So that means it's a, I think the neighbor house is about 5.6 feet from the lot line.
That's what I was getting at, because yeah. I wanted to,
if my math is right, Mr. Werfel can correct me.
Between your deck and how much area, your proposed deck,
to
the property line.
It's 8 feet out. So you come off my door and you
come 8 feet out. Ma'am, if you would.
And then it's 18 and a half feet.
Ma'am, if you would, could you just speak into the microphone? We got to get all that recorded.
Yeah, okay. not the home, the property line.
The property.
Yes, and he just answered my question.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's what I was more getting at.
Oh, see, we thought it had to do with the.
No, it does. It does. Okay. I was more asking.
They have like 4 feet on their. On that side from their house to, I don't think you can see their, if you look at the pictures, I don't know if you can see on the back side of their house, there is a electrical meter, and that's usually like the line that comes down to the end of their property. So it's maybe 3-4 feet from the end of their house to the property line.
That's what I was asking.
Okay. Well, we thought it was from our line, the end of our structure to the next structure.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
I'm simply asking for how I'm trying to figure out how much space you have from that deck to your neighbors, which you could, your daughter could sell her property.
Right.
To someone else. And then it's adequate space between your deck and their property.
Right.
You know, that might not fall in character with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the neighbor who's bought that property take exception to that.
Right.
That's why I was asking the question. But it seems to me as if there's significant space between your deck and the at least the property line. It's not
right
on the property line.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good bit of space.
Yeah. Yeah, because the back side of your mobile homes, you only have this small space, and most of your where you build towards is wherever your front of your house is, you know, wherever you're looking out onto.
Because we have to look at, like, if you're able to maintain the deck without being on your neighbor's property, you know, might not, like I said, circumstances change, and just I just wanted to see how far it was.
I understand.
Got it. Thank you.
Ma'am, I'm assuming this is public water and public sewer?
Pardon me?
Public water and public sewer?
Yes.
And do you have, will you have adequate space to park?
Would I have what?
Adequate space to park your vehicle.
Oh, yes. We're parking along the road is actually where we park.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. He does allow some of us to pull in some, you know. But our steps would be coming down from the end of the deck towards the front of the road. So whatever we can park right there to get them up. Yeah, it's not going out this way, it's going. The steps come up and then the deck.
Mr. Sharp?
Can you explain the steps situation again to me? There's no steps they're gonna project further, closer towards lot 204 than the deck, right?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Is that mic on? Okay.
Yeah, the mic's on, but okay. It's my hearing.
I understand, but it wasn't on there for a minute. So I just want to make sure I'm clear. What we've got here is the house, and then there'll be a deck. Where are the steps going to be for that side of the property? I just want to make sure I understand that.
Coming straight. Actually, the front of the, here's the road.
Mm-hmm.
The steps will come up, and then the deck will be there.
Okay.
Yeah. They called, They called and asked me that.
Yeah,
because I forgot to put it. It wasn't on the drawing.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure there wasn't a variance needed for the steps.
Yeah, they called from the county.
So they'll be closer to the house than the deck, the edge of the deck would be.
Yeah, the steps will be right against the house.
Okay, very good.
Right there, and the deck will go up and then into the door.
And I presume you looked at a smaller deck, but it wouldn't work for certain reasons?
Yeah, so that we have more space outside.
Okay. And does your husband...
I could make the deck smaller, you know, and lengthwise, you know, but I just want to...
I think it's a width.
Having a large family, that's not wise sometimes.
Okay. And does,
seven kids.
Does your husband have... You said he's got some health issues. Does he have ambulatory issues?
Well, we just got confirmed he has acute leukemia.
Okay.
So, and he already is at stage of COPD, so.
So being outside is something that would
being
be helpful to him.
Being outside is actually good.
Crucial for his
instead of being
healthcare.
Stuck in the house.
Okay.
And this way he can walk out and not have to up and down steps. That's a big deterrent for him.
Okay, so that's why like a patio wouldn't work.
Yes.
You need a deck so that he's not having
so
to go up and down.
Out and doesn't have, yeah.
Okay.
He could go out on his own. And walk out there as opposed to having someone behind them.
Okay.
One of those steps.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. Does that conclude your presentation?
Pardon me? Yes.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12847 for Richard and Deborah Mead of Bayshore Incorporated?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you, sir. Anything else further from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12847 for Mr. Richard and Deborah Mead and entertain a motion. I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So they vote 4-0. Your case is approved, ma'am.